included.
Yeah, I was muted because my mic options went to default and not the right microphone. Yay, tech issues. All right. Welcome back to another episode of the MC Talks podcast. You didn't miss much. I just said hey to you, 85. But yeah, how are you, Jade? Any church announcements for this week?
I am good. Church announcements. If anybody is in Jersey or the New York area, I'll be at the Jersey in Jersey City on next Saturday for a free event. Oh, look at you, Spoon, on time.
On time, we'd
Yay.
love to see it, Spoonie.
I'm trying to get, as I'm talking, I'm trying to. I know, right? Love to see it. I'm trying to get the name of the of where I'll be. Here we go. I'll be at the Jersey City Black Comic Day Con on June 29th from 12 to 6. So if you're in Jersey, Jersey City or New York area and you visit Jersey City often, come on out. It's on Martin Luther King Drive. And it's going to be a whole event to celebrate sci-fi, anime, horror, and it's the first one, so this is their inaugural event to, in celebration of Juneteenth. So it'll be fun. Let's see, any other announcements? No other announcements so far, other than I'll be at BlurredCon and DreamCon. So, yeah. Catch me there if y'all are there.
Cool. No church. Oh, I'll be at DreamCon. Yeah. And also follow my YouTube. I'm just gonna plug my YouTube every time now. But church, actual church announcements from me. Streams are continuing regularly. So not a set stream schedule, but just know I'll be streaming regularly. Also, as an admin note, slight technical issue because I'm hearing it again. I think we're on a slight delay, so bear with us. I'm saying that more so for myself, so I know to pause.
Yes, we are.
let's see, let's see. But let's see. Any other church announcements for me? I'm here. Yeah, I ain't got nothing. Without further ado, let's get into our first topic, which, where is it at? There it is. All right, so kind of wanted to do a deeper dive on this. Like, happened like a little over a month ago, but kind of just wanted to explore what exactly is going on with the Miss USA pageant. So apparently, hey, what's up, Lucha? Apparently, Miss Hawaii USA Savannah Gankiewicz took the crown of Miss USA in a ceremony in Honolulu, but that was after her predecessor, Noella Voigt, stepped down in a moment of unprecedented turmoil for Miss USA organization. To make a quick point, Miss USA is not the same as Miss America. And I think I said Miss America last week, but Miss USA is not the same as Miss America. Miss USA is under the parent company of Miss Universe, which was famously, he didn't run it, but he was a, well, did he own it? I don't know. He was a big part of it. But famously associated with Donald Trump. So just as a point of clarification, yeah, Miss USA is different from Miss America. So, but both Voight and Miss Teen USA, Uma Sofia Srivastava, resigned their titles 3 months before their reigns in. And in her resignation letter, which portions were leaked to the press, Voight described a toxic work environment within the Miss USA organization that has badly affected her physical and mental health. She asked that she is now in treatment for anxiety and that she's experienced heart palpitations, full body shakes, loss of appetite, unintentional weight loss, loss of sleep, loss of hair, and more. More hasn't really been spilled about the Miss USA, Miss Universe, due to people being under these ironclad NDAs at the moment. But one of the underlying factors seems to be financial. So a former social media manager for Miss USA shared in her resignation statement that she wasn't paid for 2 months. And in an interview with NBC News, Claudia Michelle said that she was told by a Miss USA employee upon being hired that this organization had no money and couldn't pay her. Many of those affiliated with Miss USA pageants have publicly speculated about mistreatment by the organization president, Layla Rose, who came into the Miss USA world in around 2015 as the organization president. So Rose apparently leads by fear and has, I'm gonna say scared or threatened, other participants into silence. This is, what a 1994 Miss Oregon USA wrote, in the comments of Voight's post. But she also alleged the use of NDAs. So not much is gonna be really said until everything like spills over with the lawsuit, I imagine. So, or less evidence of a crime is revealed, but yeah, Miss USA seems to be in a turmoil in the broader Miss Universe pageant. So, but also it kind of brings the question of like, wait, do we still care about Miss USA, Miss USA, Miss America? Like, I know, like, in the broader sense, they've like kind of stepped away from the more superficial parts of it and try to like make it all encompassing, like give a speech about how to solve conflict over in the Middle East in 2 minutes type. So I see the work they were trying to do to make it a little more holistic and not just superficial look at the shapely women or how skinny they are or however. But that's it. I don't know if pageantry at this point is kind of going obsolete. I don't know. I have never participated in those types of things. Nor do I think I will get my kids into them if I do have kids. So, like, I don't know. But just like the whole airing of it on television and all that, I just feel like it's going a little on the obsolete side. I could be wrong, though. That might be a whole Middle America thing that I just have not seen. But your thoughts, Jade? It's such a CRI.
Yeah. Right. As such as the Iraq. Oh, good old Miss Carolina. Yeah. I didn't know that there was even like big controversy going on with the whole pageantry world. One, especially because those are like the biggest ones, Miss USA, Miss America, Miss Universe. Like those are the majors within the pageantry world. For your organization to not have money to pay somebody, that's a clue right there that something's not right. Because if you get hired on, like, but we don't have money for you, then you didn't hire me. I don't work for hopes and dreams. I work for money. So, yeah. But it's already, like, a doomed thing where it's like, we don't have money for this. So it's like, so where does that money go? Where, like, I know that they have, like, endorsements and things like that and deals with different companies. But I feel like maybe those are fizzled out over time because, like you said, people stop putting less, and the pageantry stopped putting less on the superficial portion of it and stopped making it about that, to where, because in the world that we live in now, most people aren't really checking for the pageants like that. Like, they're a thing, but it used to be like a major extravaganza. I was surprised. I'm like, oh, there's another new Miss USA. Didn't know it, because they usually televise this, and it's like a whole thing, and they run a special. So like that hasn't been happening, or at least it's, to my knowledge, it hasn't. So that's kind of, it's gone downhill. It's one of those things where it's still happening, but I don't think that we technically need it in the world that we live in today, just because it's becoming obsolete. Ruling with fear, not a good thing. I was like, and you had people from decades old telling you, like, yeah, she's been doing this. So it's like, yeah, no, really, yeah, nobody should fear their leader. I was like, we see what dictatorships are. So, but yeah, last thoughts on that. Just, I think some of those pageants are kind of obsolete. They're moving in a different direction, and they're trying to keep up with the now times. But realistically, now in time, nobody's like holding people to that beauty standard anymore of what they see on the pageants, even though they're making, there are like the Miss, I forgot which state, but they had their first trans woman win, which is like great, but also was not checking for that pageant, because it's not one of those things that's televised or big. And the only reason why that made the news is because she's trans. Not taking away from her win, just saying that like, nobody would have known had it not been a trans woman that was going on. And only you have to have like a big strive in order to be noticeable. So it's just like, yeah. But yeah, that's my piece on that.
I agree with everything. Also, I also like agree, was like, yeah, that wouldn't have made news if that were a cis woman. I would just stop at cis woman. I was gonna say cis hetero, but I was like, even if she were a lesbian, I was like, I feel like if she, because she was a cis woman, that wouldn't have made news like that. So yes, agreed. We'll keep a close watch on this. I'm expecting an explosion. Somebody's NDA will be able to break at some point, and they'll be able to tell the full story. So yeah. Moving right along. All right. I'm going to caveat this with, I say it with tough love, but it's very much giving, now we told y'all that that stove was going to be hot, and now look at you. with love, with all of those love, as much as possible. Okay, so let's talk about Kick in our gaming news segment. So Kick is apparently horrible. Just, who would have thought? A former Kick employee is accusing staff at the streaming platform of being racist and discriminating against streamers who have autism and are battling cancer. The former staff member also alleged that when she would walk past the socials room where employees would run the platform social media accounts, she'd hear the N-word drop with the hard ER. Even with upper management in the room. She went on to claim that people on the team would laugh at deliberately misgendering transgender streamers. And again, they were, basically, like, getting people, or, con is not the right word. I mean, it could be for this context, but they were basically, what is the word? Where they like get you, they were doing shady deals and yeah, doing shady deals and like cheating people. There you go. Cheating specific people out of their contract deals because they either had autism or they cheated somebody out of a contract deal and gave them less money because they happened to be fighting cancer. That was the reason. That was the only reason. So reprehensible. And then, if as if that wasn't bad enough, 30-something-year-old kick streamers, two of them, were caught on stream in 4K with high school age girls, touching on them in the light, heavy petting. Yeah. The streamers were permabanned, but some in the kick staff were actually defending the behaviors and claimed they were set up. The kick streamers were set up. So with all this going on this week and being like revealed this week, there are some people in the streaming community on my Twitter timeline, who had previously, made the switch to primarily stream on Kick. And now they're returning to primarily streaming on Twitch. Don't know if they're gonna go back to Kick, but for now they're primarily streaming on Twitch, was their announcement. I would just say, we told y'all the stove was hot. And also, I said this privately, I'll say it publicly. It's great to see that people have a red line. I just thought your red line was a little less. Or a little, like, it wouldn't get to that extent, but hey, you have a red line, great for you. So in fact, you cannot be wholly bought out with moral, from your morals, even though, like, that's the other side, which I say with love. I feel like if some people had stayed on Twitch, as opposed to going to Kick, they could have seen some of that growth that they had been craving on Twitch, that they were seeing on Kick. And the growth that they saw on Kick compared to Twitch was actually pretty marginal. It wasn't like going from this is just an example, going from a CCV of 10 to a CCV of 100. Like, that, it wasn't that type of growth. It was like going from 10 to 20, which is still like, you know, that's still something, but it wasn't the, oh my God, this changed my life. Now I can like do this full time, quit my job, all that. So yeah. I'm very much of the, you could just stayed and like, I don't know, like experimented or took a break, came back and tried something. Like, I did see a thread today, that kind of helped me with my state of mind, but was very good at clarifying of like, no, numbers do matter, but it might be something that you're missing, or maybe it's the time of day, which is a privilege, because like me, for example, I can't afford to stream in the morning because I got work. But if I feel like if I were to stream in the morning, maybe my numbers would be a little bit better. On the flip side, like maybe because like, people are more chill or aren't like the hype, in the hype realm that like Kai Cenat would be in. Like, maybe that's why, cause these are platforms primarily catered to young people, like teenagers and kids. So like, that's a whole other thing. Like, it's not really a grown people's game, type of site. So yeah. But yeah, just like foods for thought. If y'all are out there listening to this, and if you get mad, I say with love, and I told you not to touch the hot stove, and now look at you. Your thoughts though, Jade?
It's definitely giving like, oh my gosh, who would have thought? Oh my. Like, really? I'm not shocked at all for any of the claims that came out. It's like I said in the chat, it's a lawless land. Who would have thought that it was lawless? Who would have thunk? It's not surprising. It's not shocking. I think probably the only thing that might be shocking is like the whole making fun of and paying people less because of autism or the cancer, and that's the most fucked up part. I was like, we expect the racism, we expect the bigotry, we expect a lot, but for you to be like, yeah, we're gonna pay them less because they have cancer. you're going to hell when gasoline drops. like, yeah, there's no way around that. So yeah. But Kick from the start has been very sus. We've all on the, when the, everybody jumped on the train, it was like, I'm going to Kick because I got a 90% payout and da da da. And it was just like, this is not a good idea. This isn't a good idea, y'all. And so now they're reaping the benefit. They're not even the benefits. They're reaping what they sowed. By like being on that platform and coming back home to Twitch where they want to be. Cause it's just like, was it worth it? No. Like you said, the growth, what for a lot of people was not major. So it really wasn't worth the jump because I think they thought that everybody who was on Twitch would kind of just come over, and they didn't, because a lot of people were like, just kind of either thrown off by it, put off by it. It was very sus. So yeah, but like I said, I did firecrackers or something. It's New York. Who knows? but yeah, I'm not surprised by anything with Kick at all. That's my last thought on that.
Like I said, it's like, I guess I feel a little bit for, you know, the streamers who like jumped over there because they wanted the higher views and the bigger payouts, the 90-10 payout, and they got shafted in a sense. But not only they didn't, they got shafted, but also like I think it was just that whole thing of managing expectations and just like being realistic with things, and also like just kind of like you yourself may be unproblematic. That doesn't mean what you are on is also unproblematic. And after a while, like people, yes, in a perfect world, people shouldn't associate you with the platform you're on, but this isn't a perfect world. So people are going to associate you with the cesspool that is Kick. And they have been associating you with the cesspool, even though, like I said, like people who went over may have been perfectly fine, like, you know, moral to a degree. As I say to a degree, because it's like, it's kind of like being conscientious of like, if all these horrible things have been said kind of like from the jump, and you were kind of seeing what was allowed on Kick's platform, if you had an audience that were any of the minorities who were facing that kind of vitriol, like if you had a community of people who like identify with any of those groups, like I can't see that logical step in like trying to ask your community to come over with you. Knowing that it's like that type of site, but outside of that part, like it's just one of those things. It's like, you know, it's like going overseas and people knowing you're an American, depending on how America is acting, like they're gonna treat you a certain way. America still has a standing in the global community. Our passport is still, you know, pretty decent. But like, don't be surprised if you go somewhere like Australia and they kind of side at you just because of like everything that's been going on, or you might get lucky and be like, and they'll be like, are you okay? But you're gonna get either or. But all that to say, yeah, am I surprised? No. By all this that happened, no, I'm not even surprised. It's bad that I was like, I read all of that, I was like, none of this surprises me at all. Then, yeah, they're definitely going to hell in a handbasket for shafting, like the people with autism and the people who had cancer. But yeah, none of that surprised me at all in the land of lawlessness. So, yeah. I didn't know if you had anything else to add about the representation part. All good.
No.
All right. very long to Creator Hub news. I just needed a section specifically for Kick. That was too big for Creator Hub. But yeah, Creator Hub news. So Twitch first. CEO Dan Clancy's feed exposed him for watching lots of hot tub streamers. According to, I think that's supposed to be the Greg, but it might be a typo. I don't know, but it's Gref. G-R-E-F-G. Anyway, according to his blog, Dan watches so much sexual content so he can report them when they don't use a sexual themes label, allegedly. Okay. If you say so, Dan. I'm not even, like, saying Dan's a dirty old man, but I can see it. But, like, okay, Dan. I'm sure he's a nice guy. Twitch co-founder Kevin Lin in an interview said he believed that live streaming would grow from collective viewing, such as TV. If you're a DJ and you opt into the DJ program at Twitch, you will get a unique chat badge. This is kind of interesting. Twitch unbanned Sneakio, but also denied Destiny's appeal. So if you don't know who those people are, great. But Sneakio is very much red pill, red pill, red pill, and Destiny is very much, like, liberal-ish? I don't know, some of his points be, like, kinda okay, but Destiny is, like, on the more liberal-ish side, and so, like, they tend to clash and debate a lot, or Destiny debates with people like Sneakio a lot, so, but it was, like, that was an interesting turn of events. It's usually the other way around, but, eh. Twitch will soon allow partners to apply for front page slots again. Partners can apply only once monthly, and if accepted, cannot reapply for 90 days. I think that's fair. Priority is for special events. Content must not require a label, such as sexual themes or excessive tobacco use. I wonder if they mean content just can't require labels at all, or if they can't require certain labels. But yeah. And Twitch did something good. Twitch has announced the fourth guild, Pride, and is now seeking leader applications, US and Canada only. Membership applications will come at a later date. But your thoughts on the Twitch side?
It cracks me up, like, Dan, don't. Damn, let's have a heart-to-heart here. I know good and well that there's a whole team of people you could hire to do that. That you, just say you like watching hot tub streams. You like watching girls in hot tubs. Okay? But it could have just been like a, yeah, I like those streams. Quentin Tarantino likes feet. You like hot tub streams. Could have just said that. I don't think that Twitch is going to grow as big as watching TV. That's a far-fetched dream, especially with the numbers of how after the pandemic, how the viewership changed. I don't think it'll be that big anytime soon, if at all. Right, get a burner account. But yeah, so I don't think it'll be that big to where it's like, oh, this is going to replace watching regular TV, because like you said, a majority of the audience for like some of the, for not even some, most of the big streamers are children. They get those teenagers, and then I'm old, where I think teenagers are just children. But they get that teenager market and the preteens, and that's their audience. So they're not the one paying the bill. So I don't see that as replacing TV when you have things that adults watch regularly. It's pretty cool for the DJs getting like their little chat badge, like, okay, get like a little perk. I think that's like one of the cute things that happens on Twitch, that you get like chat badges or just something cute and random that you can just show up and be like, oh yay, I like this. Like how I love being first to get somebody's to subs to somebody's page when they go affiliate, because I love collecting that first badge. I love it. So it's like, yeah, badges are fun. I have no idea who those streamers are. They got banned and unbanned. So I'm one of the lucky few. And then for the partners program, that's actually pretty smart to have it to where if they do get it, then they have to wait 90 days because that gives other people a chance to. And then to filter through to give them more, to give people more content that is a variety versus the same ones that you see on the carousel all the time. Also with the labels, it feels like it might be a thing where like can't have any labels at all because that would make your audience more strict to what they can view. And since you're like just on the splash page, like you're just right there, it has to be something suitable for all audiences. So I think it's like, in my opinion, I think it's probably you can't have labels for that stream at all because it needs to be PG. It needs to be for everybody. And then also, yay Twitch for having a Pride guild. Like, that's good. Because you need to unite. They already have for the Black and Brown people of color. They have one for the women's. I don't know what the other one is for. I just know my two. I know what minority I am. So I'm like, you got all three of my minorities covered. We got the Pride, we got the women's, we got the Black. I'm like, so I'm good. I'm there. But yeah, that's what I have on Twitch. Good job, Twitch. At least you're not kick. Good job.
Okay, moving on to creator industry news, broader creator industry news. YouTube is testing AI-generated live chat summary. Oh, live chat summaries. I still don't know how I feel about that, but okay. Just because I live stream simultaneously there now, when it's not Embassy Talks. But interesting. All right. SiriBot, good old SiriBot, can now leave a chat message telling users what channel you rated into, which is helpful. YouTube is also starting to roll out thumbnail A-B testing to all creators. So, quick overview, A-B testing is basically you put up two thumbnails or two choices and the audience gets to choose at random selection. And at the end of the testing period, it shows you which one had a better impact with the click-through rate for your audience. So, which thumbnail is grabbed the most attention, basically. So good for them for doing that for all creators. I finally got mine, so I was able to test it with my latest video this week. And then for the first time in North America, TikTok Shop live stream achieved $1 million in sales in a single 6-hour stream. 6 hours for $1 million, I'm not mad at. TikTok just launched a new image search functionality as part of TikTok Shop. YouTube is testing server-side ad injection, which means the ad is injected directly into the video. And YouTube is testing their version of community notes on videos. I don't know how I feel about that one either. Like, I hope it is a system where, I will say, Twitter has a fairly good, for all of its mishaps currently, Twitter has a fairly good community notes system going where they can, like, check you and be like, this is not true. So I hope it's a, this is not true, as opposed to this video sucks. But, yeah. But also, I don't know how I feel about that because it's like, I hope it's more so for the misinformation side of things and not necessarily for the, not even for my channel, but there is a broader, like, niche of theorizing with different fandoms and just different things going on. So I hope, like, they're able to make that distinction between, like, this is just a theory as opposed to this is just wrong. So that's my only thing. Anything on creator industry news?
That's pretty cool that 6 hours for 1 million. Pretty damn good. I was like, I do something for 6 hours for, I do a live stream. Let's not go leave that to the imagination. I would do a live stream on TikTok for 6 hours if it resulted in $1 million. Look, the way it was coming out, and I was like, I was thinking about it. I was like, that could just be an innuendo. Like, we're not going to say it like that. It's too open ended. We need to be specific. But that's cool with Surreybot telling users where you raided out to, because especially for the people like me who sometimes get left in the raid, you'd be like, where were we going? And so you can actually find, or yeah, I get left in the raid quite often just because I'm switching from like mod view to regular, and then be like, it's a switch over. So that actually be really helpful. So like, that's cool. The whole thing with the being able to take a picture and search function with pictures and image searching is because I know that they use that on, what is it? I forgot what platform uses that. Something similar to that already, where you can search by image. You can just Google things like that, search by image and find things. So that's pretty smart to integrate that in to the app. I love TikTok Shop. I'm not even gonna lie. I've bought things off of TikTok Shop. They've gotten me. It's the same things you can find on Amazon too, but TikTok Shop be getting you. Yeah, a lot of the things you can find, same place. And there's hacks on how you can actually sell them yourself. But yeah. I'm kind of curious to see how the server side ads will work into the YouTube videos. That's the only thing I hate about YouTube is the ads. So I don't know if it's going to be frustrating for the user side. But we'll see. Like, we'll see. But yeah, that's my piece on that.
Cool. All right. Next up in the, where'd it go? Hang on. Just don't care, so do we care? I didn't add it. That's hilarious. I did not even add Louisiana. I said I was going to. Whoops. Just pretend that's Louisiana. Until I bring out the next picture. So anyway, so Louisiana law was just passed the state senate, I believe, that required the Ten Commandments in classrooms. So Louisiana public schools are now required to display the Ten Commandments in all classrooms. Oh, he signed into law. Okay, the governor signed into law Wednesday. It's a law of the land now. So it was approved by state lawmakers last month. It mandates that poster size display of the Ten Commandments with large, easily readable font be in every classroom at schools that receive state funding from kindergarten all the way through the university level. So your public universities have to have them too, apparently. The legislation specifies the exact language that must be printed on the classroom displays and outlines that the text of the Ten Commandments must be the central focus of the poster or frame document. Church and state is just eroding day by day. But also, like, okay, so I did review the Ten Commandments because I was just like, okay, are there any ones that are just like outdated? To answer that question, no, not really. Like, it's like pretty basic. I just think it's a lot of hypocrisy on the thou shalt not lie, and also thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain. But that's just me. Because both of those things be going on, not necessarily in the classroom, but I mean, if you think about it with like how history is taught with propaganda and all that, yeah, broader point, but yeah, so yes, it is what it is. It's definitely a setup for a First Amendment challenge, because like someone's gonna fall and be like, I'm Muslim, like, or this is a I forgot what the Muslim schools are called, but like if they were a Muslim school or something, like, then you're gonna make them put up the Ten Commandments, which isn't part of their religion. Or Muslim public school, I should say. But I guess they're like privatized. They tend to be privatized, so maybe not. But I mean, it is gonna set up for a First Amendment challenge at some point. I see it more so at the university level, if I had to guess. But yeah. Your thoughts, Jake?
Yeah, there is no line between church and state anymore. This is, it's gone. The Ten Crack Commandments. that's killing me. but yeah, there is no line between church and state at this point. It's just do what you want. I saw a post earlier and it was like, why don't we have the pillars of, what is it? The pillars of Buddhism? It referenced Buddhism, Satanism, Judaism, Islam. And it was just saying, like, why don't you, since there's no separation of church and state, then they should be able to post those up to, like, their version of the Ten Commandments, so, like, their laws, their whatevers. So this is like, yeah, why does it have to exclusively be the Ten Commandments? Because that's very Christian. So it's like, there are other, if you're going to do one, do them all. But will they do that? No, because this is America. And they think that everybody is a Christian, and if their version of Christianity has to be the right version, which is whatever that they practice. It could be, you could be a Protestant, you could be Lutheran, you could be just Church of Christ Christian, you could be Catholic, but whatever they believe in, their version of Christianity is what you have to go with, which is just ludicrous. But yeah, that's, and aren't there more than 10 commandments anyway? It's just that 10 are the famous ones.
Yes.
Like the big ones from the Old Testament. Aren't there more?
Yes, there are more commandments. It's just the 10 famous ones. It's the 10 that Moses had scribbled on the stones. But there were other commandments that he was trying to tell the people that he freed, and they weren't listening, and he was like, screw y'all, I'm going off to the mountain. What's my interpretation of what happened after?
He was like, hey y'all, I got some more. No, but I got some more. No, I'm out.
But yeah,
that's what happened. That's my rendition.
But yeah, so I definitely agree with, like, do all of them if you're gonna do it. But I know they're not gonna do it, like you said, because they want a specific type of Christian that doesn't question a specific Bible too much, which is the King James Version, which is not even the first edition, but you know, neither here nor there. So yeah, I still say it's a good setup for the test of the first violation of First Amendment rights.
Yo.
Yes.
I just found out there's a Bible museum here, and that they show like all the versions of the Bible, and I didn't realize that there were that many versions. So there should 100% be a separation of church and state, because I'm sorry, after learning that how many, I knew that there were other versions, I just didn't know there were that many versions. Yeah, there needs to be a separation, because nope, that don't sit right with me.
yep.
And Louisiana needs to get their shit together.
Also, yes. Yes. Just yes, generally. Now I'm interesting. I want to go to that Bible museum one next time I go up to New York. I gotta remember to, like, make the effort to go. Because I am very curious. I just know about, I know there are several versions of it. I just know there's a version of the Bible that actually had all the circles of hell listed and described what they were. And for whatever reason, it was taken out. But I was like, why you take out that part? I actually want to know. So, you know, just in case. Now I can prepare myself. Or, you know, like, try to live my life right. I don't know, whichever. Anywho, moving on. Kendrick had this pop-out festival. Pop-out gang-chella. Pop-out chella. Whatever y'all want to call it. So, I put this on the Just Don't Care instead of the weekly, because I just thought it was hilarious that, first off, it was, from what I watched, it was a good time, which was basically, like, the second half of Kendrick's set. So I didn't watch all of it. I kind of want to go back, because I know you can, like, find the VOD. If it's not on the Amazon Twitch page, you can find it somewhere on the interwebs. They have the whole thing. So I'm going to go back and watch it sometime this weekend. But I just thought it was hilarious that Kendrick performed Not Like Us. He performed it for the first time live ever. He performed it 5 times, 6 if you count the instrumental at the very end as the Crips and Bloods were like saying goodbye and walking off the stage as the credits were rolling. As like what I call the repass walkout. And he also added in some different lyrics, like in Euphoria, he told Drake to give Tupac's dream back as a lyric. And it was, he did kind of like a symbolic uniting of, albeit probably temporary, symbolic uniting of the Crips and Bloods, on stage. They got together, they actually took a group photo. He actually corralled them in the middle of his performance and took a whole group photo. And was like, because he was basically like, let's memorialize this, because LA has been through a lot, understandably so. So, yeah, but those two things were, like, hilarious. It was one of those, like, he really did this, moments, mainly repeating Not Like Us over and over. That was funny. And like I said, the corralling everybody into a group photo in the middle of his set, like towards the end. will say I will give it a few days before I put on Not Like Us again, because I did, that was a lot to listen to over and over again. Because when you're watching it live, like, we did not know, I don't think he knew that he was gonna, well, he might have planned that. Because he ran it back 6 times for the 6, which is like Toronto, which is where Drake's from. Well, kind of from. So, he represents the 6, I'll put it that way. But to the us as the audience members, we did not expect to hear Not Like Us that many times. So, overall, it was a good time. I just love Kendrick's level of pettiness and the fact he did all this while wearing his glasses, because he was like, I still need to see. It's kind of like, how do you have that level? How can you do this level of hate at that arena with glasses on? At the gang-chella. Tony Baker was somewhere furious. I know you didn't watch it, but any thoughts on the briefing of it?
Yeah. Yet again, Kendrick Lamar taught me I'm not hating right. I need to hate harder. I was like, because to have a whole, to start your set list off with the song that kicked off your whole beef, well, not the first song, but this song on your side that kicked off the beef, and then ended on Not Like Us. You started with the beef, you ended with the beef, and that's just petty. I need that little of hateration. That's the level of hateration Mary J. Blige was talking about. In this dancery. That was the dancery. And that was the hateration right there. Yeah. I saw the video edits of some of the stuff one of the Not Like Us performances. And the cameraman, whoever, they were on it when they was like, wop, 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 wop. in the it is switched, that was good. Like, A plus for you. I'm definitely going to go back. I'm going to go and watch it because we planned on it. Juneteenth, I was chilling. I wasn't thinking about anything. I was like, I'm Black, I'm off work, I'm enjoying myself, and I did nothing. So I wasn't, I completely forgot that it came out on Amazon. So we're going to go back and watch it because I've been working all week. But yeah. And then I know that he had a reunion of, somebody just put me on to Black Hippie. But they had a reunion of the group that he used to be in. So before he like was big, or I don't know if he was already big when he was in it, but I just got put onto it, which is pretty cool. I'm going to watch for that to be like, oh, okay, cool. That's like watching, that's like a kid not knowing who the Black Eyed Peas are, but knowing who like will.i.am and Fergie. And then they'd be like, oh, they had a group when like they bring them all together for something. So that's my version of that. So I want to watch that for that. But I heard it was really good and I want to watch it and I want to see. I like how they had Dr. Dre come out. I did see that. That I see. I was like, that was cool. It's just so many petty moments. And I don't hate right. I need to hate harder. I need to. Because Kendrick Lamar taught me that I need to. There are people I dislike. I don't know about hate. There's like one person in my life who I've ever hated. And I now know that I wasn't hating right. That I could, to this day, I don't like that person. But I'm like, I could hate harder. I know that now. That's my lesson learned. Like, got it. Hate hard.
Yeah, it also apparently hate, that level of hateration can have your skin glowing, which, I mean, it could also be water and minding his business too, but yeah, skin glowing, he looked great. At any rate,
I just know J. Cole somewhere like, ooh, I'm so glad I'm not a part of this.
J. Cole was like, oh, this is cool. And he got his good sleep. Probably either like during as it was wrapping up or after it was over. He still was able to sleep good. Knowing that he avoided all of that.
That's odd tweet. I saw a funny tweet there, like Adonis is in the bathroom watching it on his iPad.
And if it's on, I feel like if it's on Amazon too, you could like go and play it back. So when Adonis is older, I think, I can't remember if I saw this somewhere specifically, but like imagine Adonis being older and like Drake watching him or something, and he pisses him off and so he just goes and plays that in his room.
Fuck him up, be like, I'll fuck you up. I'll write you out my will.
But yeah, so moving right along to weekly roundup. I just had the one. I was gonna have the little bit about the Supreme Court decision today, but I think I'm gonna do that. I think I'll save that for next week in case more decisions come out. So we could be like a full analysis. But for the one weekly roundup that I do have, poor JT. So arrested for DWI. He was arrested in the Hamptons. He was pulled over and arrested on charges of driving in an intoxicated condition. He was arraigned and released hours later. He apparently only had one martini. Timberlake told police officers at the time of arrest, I had one martini and followed my friends home. He failed to walk heel to toe or stand on one leg without using his arms for balance in his field sobriety. Also, that, I feel like that's a little unfair to ask someone to do. Stand on one leg without using your arms. Like, what if you, like, you got bad legs, or, like, your knees are bad, or, like, I get why, but, like, what if I'm just sleepy? Okay, neither here nor there. I feel like that one's a little outdated. He also allegedly refused to, do a breathalyzer. So, yeah. But he said it was going to ruin the tour. Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. The cop apparently did not know who JT was. Because the cop who stopped him, who was like, what are you talking about? He was like, the world tour. It's like, It was like, that's a shame. You are now... That's a shame. It's like, there's somebody younger than you with some power over you who does not know who you are. At all. But anyways, thoughts on Justin Timberlake's terrible, horrible, no good, very bad night. No, morning. It was a morning.
The fact that it happened, yeah, it happened on Juneteenth Eve, and all the memes, the ones with Janet Jackson with the Kofi on and her in the corner staring at him. It was like reparations. But no, like, it's quite funny. And then the line about the whole, like, this is gonna ruin the tour. I saw a post and somebody was like, any minor inconvenience in life from now on, I'm just gonna be like, this is gonna ruin the world tour. I was like, that's the perfect line to say. Like, just mumble it to yourself. This is gonna ruin the world tour. So I was like, yeah. Oh gosh, it was funny. And I like Justin Timberlake. That's the bad part. And I was cracking up at all of this. I love me some Justin, but I'm one of the few. But and I was like, what friend were you following? Where were you going? Because your wife wasn't there. So where were you going? Sir. But yeah, that's all I had for that.
Yeah. His wife was not happy, according to reports, either. Which I don't blame her, but yeah. Let's see. Oh, did you have any other weeklies that I might have missed?
I did not.
Okay. Yeah, we're pretty much on time. Tight hour. Okay. All right, y'all. I guess that wraps up another episode of the Embassy Talks podcast. Thank y'all so much for coming out. We should be back next week. Yeah. I got a little bit of traveling to do. That's why I hesitate. But we should be back next week.